This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back live to Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Brian Colziel inside the Park Place room. Party is going. We've got lots of people here, lots of TVs with the Derby on and other good sports that we're going to have throughout the day. Of course, later this hour, Ryan has an hour from Batavia Downs going to give us his official picks. We also going to hear from the former Buffalo mayor, Byron Brown, who has just arrived here at Batavia Downs Gaming. So we'll have him coming up at 4:30. But first, we go to Paul Hamilton, who definitely is missing our post-game show discussions on the Sabres broadcast, Paul, since we don't have any Sabre games to talk about. But there's plenty of hockey, so that's why we bring you on. Paul, good afternoon.
So we're going to talk. I thought you were going to tell me what I should be betting today for the horse race. I didn't know you were going to talk hockey. Yes, I want to make money.
Didn't you just listen to Ryan? He went through every single horse the last segment. You always love that segment where he says a little news and notes about all the horses.
I was thinking that segment would be a little bit later. I didn't know. I'm going to have to go back into the vault and listen.
I know. Well, after you're done, around after we speak with Byron Brown, then Ryan's going to come out with his pick. So if you that'll probably be 4:40, I would guess. You still have time.
See? That's right. There you go. He'll be back.
That's right. Do you have a pick for today? Paul, horse 17, because I know that's your number, is Sandman. And it's one of the favorites, 6-1. So there's horse 17. I don't know if you have any allegiance to your number.
Well, you know me. That's probably where I would go. But yes. I also don't like to pick favorites.
Well, it's the third highest favorite on the board. You're right.
But, well, maybe that's not too bad. And I'll give you an example. I remember when I was in Vegas, and this is back a little bit. You know, I thought, you know what? I'm here. I want to bet on the Super Bowl, and I want to bet on the World Series. So, and I don't want the favorites. Yeah. So I went with the Milwaukee Brewers, who are about a 10-11-1 favorite. That was the year Washington won the World Series, and the Brewers were ahead in the eighth inning, and they would have been the team to advance. And Washington came back and won the series, you know, won that game, won the series, and won the World Series. So that I was close, but not good enough. And then Indianapolis Colts. They were a lot of the people's favorites, but they were like a 10-1 also. And then Andrew Luck retired at training camp.
That's right.
So
I remember that.
I don't do much betting anymore when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But horse racing, when I'm there, and sometimes, as you know, we're there as a station at Batavia Downs, and of course I take part. But sometimes I go with a horse that looks at me, or I go with.
I love that.
Or I go with a number. Sometimes I'll go with the handicap. Batavia's got a good handicapper. When I've done that, I've won money.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I just go with that if I don't feel like just, you know, trying the dumb luck. And it's worked. So I will say I've actually done it myself, and it does work a lot of the time if you do, you know, hang out with the handicapper and go with that.
Yes. Well, Paul, if you're a horse racing fan or just American sports fan, some people might put the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs on like their sports bucket list. So I know now you have been to every NHL hockey venue, but you've also been to minor league. Oh, Utah, you have not been. The Delta Center.
I wanted to go this year to Utah, yes. But situation didn't let me do it. And I was disappointed I never got to Arizona for the college.
The Arizona rink. State rink, yeah.
I almost got there for that, too, and I didn't. But other than that, yes, I have been to all of them.
Okay, so NHL, I'll even throw minor league and college rinks in here. What the bucket list for horse racing, people might want to go to Churchill Downs. So if you're a big-time hockey fan and you're just going for – let's disregard who's playing who. Obviously, people might say, oh, I want to go see the Sabres or whatever. But let's just take that out of it. What is the bucket list hockey venue that you would tell people they have to get to in their lifetime if they enjoy a great hockey atmosphere? What is
easy,
what's the building?
Been there. Easy and you've
am
been
I going to guess what you're saying, Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a great atmosphere. And they have the rink that used to be the old auditorium for people old enough to remember that, where it's like almost straight up. You can't build rinks like that anymore in the U.S. And it's just a great, great atmosphere. Now, my favorite rink is Minnesota's. It's like walking into a lodge, you know, like a hunting lodge or something like that. And I love the fact that every high school team in the state has a jersey up on the wall there.
That's
which
awesome.
Is really cool.
Yeah.
So I like that arena a lot. But if we're talking atmosphere and the rest of it, Montreal, hands down. I always tell people, because it's close.
Yeah.
If you want to go to an away Sabres game, go to Montreal. Plus, you're going to save money because a lot of credit cards, most credit cards, not all, but most, you know, if you charge dinner or you charge your ticket or you charge your hotel room in Montreal, it's 30% off because of the exchange rate.
That's right.
So, you know, that's really cool, too, that all the money they're going to spend is you're at a 30% discount or so, whatever the exchange rate is at the time. So that's cool, too. So anybody that's considering going to a Sabres away game, go to Montreal. It's great.
And
Brian likes
there.
The hot dogs.
I do. I love the hot dog in the press box. We've seen Rob Ray, of course, obsess over those. And you know, I understand why. They're delicious. But, yeah, I would agree, Paul. I thought the atmosphere in that building was just awesome. But I love what you said about Minnesota with the high school jerseys. Like, I hope in the renovation discussions and whatever happens with KeyBank Center with the Sabres that there is some sort of incorporation of more, you know, whether it's the trip down memory lane. Remember, they used to have that kind of timeline on the 100 level with all the great, you know, moments that happened in Buffalo sports history, or whether it's tying in high school hockey teams in the area or college team. I mean, I think the, you know, it's a sense of pride for people in the area. I hope that that's incorporated in some capacity.
Well, that'd be great if they could do that. And I was thinking, just so people know why those hot dogs are so good. I know we just glazed over it. It's almost like a grilled cheese with the roll, the hot dog roll. It's grilled on both sides, and then they put the hot dog in it, which is great. I Marty always tells me what it's called, and I don't remember. Marty can't speak French or English, but he tells me in French what it is, and I can't remember. But do you know Rob Ray's record when he was a player? How many of those he ate in a sitting?
So they are a little smaller.
Right.
So I bet you he could throw down 10 of them.
You're very close. 11 is his record.
11. Wow.
I could not at any point in my life throw down 11 of those. You know, when I was a kid, I could eat, you know, and that's back when I weighed 165 pounds and was an athlete. But, you know, I could eat with the best of them. And, yeah, 11 of them.
Yep. Is it Sheehan Shods? Is that how they say it? Sheehan Shods?
I think it's a little bit different. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
If Marty's listening, I know he will write you and correct you. But
yes. Text me, Marty, and tell me what I should be saying. I think that's what, I don't know. They were delicious. That's all I remember. Mostly, you know, of course I was, you know, there to cover the game, obviously, too. All right, let's talk.
You were
let's
there
talk
to cover
about
the game. You were there to eat hot dogs.
Well, after you told me, make sure you get a hot dog when you're in the press box, I was like, okay.
I think I had a kidney stone or something, so you had to go cover the game. And you're like, all right, I got to go there. That's great. Good job,
you're sending
Paul.
Me to Montreal? Thank you very much. You're not sending me to Nassau Coliseum? Good. Even better. All right. Well, Paul, let's start with the NHL playoffs here. We're going to get to the Amerks, too, here. But there's a Game 7 tonight, which is a great series. Colorado and Dallas. We're going to have a Game 7 tomorrow with St. Louis and Winnipeg. So I guess let's start off out west as we look ahead here to the end of round one and then, of course, into round two. What has jumped off the board here? We know Vegas and Edmonton are going to meet also. They've both advanced. They won both their series in six. But when you look at the west side of the Stanley Cup playoffs, what has been most intriguing to you so far?
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked so many times how we just hate how the NHL sets things up. Although this year it turned out a little bit differently. Now, I hate the fact that Colorado-Dallas, this series has been fantastic. And you mentioned a game seven. Well, yeah. Dallas is the fifth-ranked team in the NHL. Colorado's the eighth-ranked team in the NHL. We shouldn't be viewing this series in the first round. Edmonton and Los Angeles, even though it was a six-game series, was pretty good. Well, that's six against nine. But some of the others are right. You know, Winnipeg is one against 14. That's going to game seven.
Yeah, that's pretty close, right?
Vegas and Minnesota was 3 against 13. Turned out to be a six game. Toronto and Ottawa is 4 against 12. Carolina, New Jersey is 10 against 16, which is okay. And Washington, Montreal is 2 against 17. Florida and Tampa Bay should have been a better series. That was 7 against 11. And Tampa was right there to make it 2-2. And they blew it right at the very end, and Florida just went nuts and scored. And that right then and there, I knew it was that's it. Tampa's not going to be able to. I mean, in the East, 3-5 game series and a six. And in the West, at least the two series that are over were six games, and the other two are going to be seven games. So that's cool. But I just hate the fact that Colorado and Dallas is a first-round series because it's been such a great series. And it's great that we get to see it. But we should be seeing that should be the Western Conference final, not a first-round series.
Yeah. Paul, of the two West series that are still going, the intrigue for me is what is Connor Hellebuyck doing? He is an MVP candidate. He's one of the top three for MVP still left. Obviously, we'll find that out after the Stanley Cup is over when they do the end-of-the-year awards. But he's also been pulled in more games in the series than he was in the entire season, and he plays a ton of games. What Connor Hellebuck's going to show up in Game 7 here? That obviously maybe will be what decides who advances to the next round or not. This would be a crushing defeat for the Jets, Paul, with their expectations, with their finishing number one overall, President's Trophy, to get bounced in the first round here. And due to their star goalie, who they have been riding all year.
You just said it. I think, and I was having I texted with Marty about this yesterday, and I don't want to say what Marty said because, we're texting privately. If Marty wants to say it on his show, that's fine. All I will say is he disagrees with me.
Yeah.
I think Connor Hellebuyck plays too much. You know, in the mid-60s, 60 to 65 games. And I think by the playoffs, he's worn off. Look at him in the Four Nations. That was in February, and he played well. And it just seems like he gets to the playoffs, and he's just shot. And that's just my thought. And as I said, Marty's a goalie. But he disagrees with me. And as I said, maybe he'll say what he said to me on the radio during his show, but I will let him do that. As I said, I don't want to say something out of turn. I think – And what does Winnipeg have to lose by finding a better backup goaltender and playing Hellebuyck less? Because this is happening year after year after year to him. Now, he could pull it together in Game 7 and play really well. It's at home. He plays much better in the playoffs at home than he has on the road. He gets pulled every game on the road so far in this series. And Comrie just isn't a good enough goaltender where he can play more than he does. I mean, he plays really well and puts up pretty good numbers, but Comrie played against the Sabres and it didn't work out very well. He wasn't good. And so I just think that he plays too much, but he still is Connor Hellebuyck. He could be the MVP of the league. He can win the Hart Trophy.
Yeah.
He's going to win the Vezina. I mean, and during the regular season, he proves that he's one of the best goaltenders in the league. But, Linus Allmark has problems, a lot of times in the playoffs. I know a lot of fans. Now, I always felt Dominik Hasek in Buffalo. Dominik Hasek, this isn't the same thing. He was great in the playoffs, but he wasn't the Dominik Hasek of the regular season where he was the best goaltender of all time.
Right.
I felt with the Sabres. It wasn't like he was awful, but if you remember in the Washington series where he got outplayed by Olaf Kolzig, he gave up a goal from the red line. He gave up a goal from the left wing wall. Even the goal against Dallas in Game 6, that was a backhand from the circle. that he let in. The goal by Kasperaitis in Game 7 against Pittsburgh, that can't go in.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it's not the same. Like, Hullabuck has not been good at all on the road, where Dominic was above average, really good, but he wasn't the best ever, I felt, when he was the goaltender for the Sabres. Because if he ever played in the playoffs like he did in the regular season, he would have done what Patrick Waugh did for the Montreal Canadiens. He would have stole the Sabres a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Patrick Waugh did it twice for the Montreal Canadiens, where they had no business winning the cup, but he stole it for them. And that's what Domen Hašek never could do for the Sabres, is steal them a cup like that, being in the regular season the best goaltender. But that's what makes it different, totally different than what we're talking about here with Hullabuck.
So Game 7 tonight, Dallas and Colorado, and then that Winnipeg-St. Louis Game 7 is tomorrow night. To the east, Paul, Toronto. It looked like maybe they were going to make things interesting, but they get by Ottawa. I love that matchup with Florida in the next round. I told you on our end of our Sabres broadcast that, you know, I was so impressed with seeing Stolarz in person in net for the Leafs, plus what he had done to finish the regular season, that if he could play like that in the postseason, maybe finally this could be the year for the Leafs to advance very far, if not all the way to the final. Are you still having any sort of thoughts of Toronto getting by Florida? The Panthers looked really good, Paul. They looked nasty and scrappy and experienced in that series with Tampa.
No, I don't think they can get by Florida. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You and I are not surprised about Toronto winning in six because we both picked it.
Yeah.
And I was a little nervous with that pick, thinking Toronto's going to have – they just always have trouble getting through. I thought there were a couple of goals Stolarz gave up, which maybe weren't good goals. And so I don't think he was quite as good as what we saw in the regular season, but he was good enough and played overall, I think he played well. I don't think he was bad by any means. Just Toronto's just a much better team than Ottawa is. Ottawa, I think, gave Toronto everything they had. Unfortunately, we find out Tkachuk had some really bad injuries that he shouldn't even been playing. So your best player wasn't able to play up to par. Ottawa's an up-and-coming team, but I just don't think they were up for it. And I told you about Florida and Tampa Bay. Once Tampa Bay blew that lead that they had, where they looked like they were going to tie the series, I just kind of knew they were done. Carolina, New Jersey doesn't surprise me in the least, with the five. And I gave Montreal too much credit. I kind of thought maybe they'd win a couple of games. Just the way they played this year, and I shouldn't have. I mean, they only won one, and you were right on that one. You were right on that one, picking them in five. So, no huge surprises other than maybe Tampa Bay. I thought was going to give it better. I thought Florida would prevail in seven, and it winds up being in five.
Yep. All right, so Toronto, Florida, and then Washington, Carolina is set in the East. But, Paul, there's other playoffs to talk about. Let's talk about the Amer, because I know you were in Rochester to see the games, and then, of course, they closed it out, Game 3 in Syracuse the other night. A three-game sweep, but I think we should start with the headline, and that's the goaltender. Devon Levi has been on fire, Paul. Two of the three games, shutouts, and I'm sure that's got to be really exciting for Amherst fans, for Sabres fans, as we maybe look of what could be next year with Levi. But for now, he's the most dominating goaltender in the AHL playoffs right now.
He is, and was one of the most dominating players all season long. Don't forget, he was an all-star. And the thing that's watching Rochester, I was at game two. I wasn't able to go to game one because I was doing some Bison's games. But game two, seeing that game, and game three, the guys who were supposed to be coming through in Levi and Kulik are coming through. And that's a nice thing to see. And I'll give you different reasons for both. Levi is interesting. I mean, you take a look at Devon Levi. I mean, he played, just pulling it up here. He's played 8 playoff games in Rochester in 2 different seasons and given up 17 goals. And with overtime, that comes out to a 1.93 goals against and a .941 save percentage in 8 playoff games. I think they finally realized that I agree with their development now. He's basically, for the last year and a half, been in Rochester. 68 regular season games. He's gone 41-19-8 with a 2.28 goals against and a .922 save percentage. That's excellent. And his resume tells us he should be a good goaltender in the NHL. He might be the best goaltender that ever lived in college hockey. He has now dominated the American Hockey League between playoffs and regular season in 76 games.
Right.
And when somebody has that type of resume, it usually will carry over into the NHL. Now, so far it hasn't. But I don't think he was developed right for a lot of those NHL games. So I would think it's going to be encouraging coming into camp. You know, I mean, he may be able to take over. He might be ready now to be an NHL goaltender, even though he doesn't have the build for it. I mean, he's not like Hellebuck, who's towering over everybody, and people like big goaltenders. He's not that, but he's under control watching him play. He has 2 straight shutouts now, only the 3rd Amer goaltender in history that has been able to do that. One was in the late 50s. And Bobby Perreault, the other was Mika Noronen. And, but watching him play, there was no herky-jerky, no wow, what a save. And usually wow, what a save is because you're out of position and you have to dive across the net or something like that. The Amerks are a very good defensive team under Mike Leone. And Levi sees everything. The game I was at, 35 shots. He had to make the saves, but... And I asked him about it afterwards, and he was never screened. I mean, it was just like he could play his game. And, you know, Syracuse is a goony big team that will, you know, take liberties and smack you in the back of the head when you're not looking and throw your head first into the wall and the rest of it. And, you know, he had guys around him, but he fought for his ice and just was solid. And that's what impressed me about watching him. Now, again, I want to caution, it's the AHL going to the NHL, but there's a progression here. You know, now I think he's had the proper development, just like Kulik. It's interesting. Right. We're talking about two guys that have proper development, and the rest of them probably haven't. And Kulik, what a game he had in game two. I mean, I was very impressed with him taking his check all the way. That was the first note I wrote. He took his back check all the way back to the crease. Had he not done that, the guy would have been open for a great chance. But before anything had happened in the game, I'm writing down his defensive play. Yep. And then he blocks a shot. He can't even put any weight on the foot. Goes to the bench, hobbles to the bench, won't leave. I think they wanted him to leave and go to the room. He wouldn't do it. And then in a timeout, he comes out, tries to skate on it, can't, but still won't leave the bench. And I'm thinking, oh, this does not look good at all. Sometimes when you block a shot, it breaks bones and stuff. But he finally got it to walk off and everything, and next thing you know, it was interesting. Rochester got a power play with 17 seconds and change left in the second period. He had scored by the time it was 13 seconds and change. It took him 4 seconds to score. I mean, Norris wins the draw. Or not Norris, Dunn wins the draw. Yep. Back to Clay, and he's over there in the circle in the Tage Thompson. It's the opposite circle of Tage Thompson. And he just absolutely puts a missile on net, a one-time missile. 4 seconds it took to score. That made the score 2-0. And then in the third period, he wins a draw back to Clay. And then he goes to the net. That goes in the net. So, you know, he put his stamp on a series, and it wasn't easy for him because of this goon squad that he was playing. They're trying to take his head off. But he fought through it. And that's the thing about Rochester. I had somebody that was, you know, I was getting in an argument with on Twitter who wanted the Amherst to dress their bigger guy. It's like, okay, wait a minute here. Rochester has a 2-0 lead in the series, and Syracuse scored the first two goals of the series, and Rochester has now scored 7 in a row, which turned out to be 11 in a row. Syracuse never scored again after scoring the first two goals early in game one. And you want to change the lineup just because you're all upset because you're not winning the fights? And that's the way this Amber team is wired. It's like, okay, you want to goon it up? Go ahead. We'll go score goals. We'll go win the game. But, yeah, you can throw us head first into the wall, or you can, you know, punch us in the back of the head after the game, after the whistle's blown, or you can spear us and the rest of the garbage that team does. And the Amherst won 3 games and didn't lose any.
I don't know why you want to. At the end, right.
Yeah, why do you want to throw these big guys in? Too many people get so obsessed with, well, we got to win the fights. We got to win the hitting. Well, you got to win the game. At the end of the night, too many people think at the end of the night it's not how many goals you have, it's how many hits you have and how many fights you won. That's who wins the game. No, it's the team that scores the most goals that wins the game. And Rochester fought through it. They played through it. They were the better team. There was no need to put bigger guys into the lineup or whatever. Go win the hockey game. Go win the series. And that's exactly what they did.
Yep. Paul, the Amherst will play the winner of Laval and Cleveland. Laval is up 2-0. So in a best of 5, this may be trending toward a Rochester versus Laval matchup. All right, Paul, we got to go, but I appreciate your thoughts here. Actually, can I give you 30 seconds on the World Championships that start next week, Paul, and what just quickly any Sabre connections to it?
Yeah, Tage Thompson will be a Team USA. Tuck wants to go, but he can't. He and his wife are having a child. Maybe already had it, but it's very soon. So he has to stay behind. Thompson said he wants to go because he wants to solidify a team on the Olympic. He wants to show Team USA he should be on the Olympic team, and that's his motivation. That's why he's there. Maybe Dahlin will play. He didn't seem too hepped up on it, probably because the way he was used in the Four Nations wasn't the way maybe he should have been used. So I don't know if he'll be there or not, but we do know Thompson will be there.
Okay, good stuff. Paul, awesome conversation. I would wish you luck in our NHL bets, but I'm not, since I'm going against you. So
we do NBA too, though. But neither one of us know anything about the NBA, so there's not much point us talking about that.
We haven't done as well there. I think my East picks, but
yeah, we know more about horse racing than we do about the NBA. So we'll stick to betting on the horse racing today.
All right, Ryan's going to have his picks coming up in about 10 minutes, so make sure you're listening. So
I will have the radio on.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate
it.
Take care. All right, Paul Hamilton there on the NHL playoffs, Sabres, Amherst, and the Hockey World Championships, which start, as he said, in a few days. Okay, time out here when we come back. Byron Brown, of course, you may have seen him now associated with Batavia Downs. He's going to join us live here, and Ryan has an hour with his official picks. on the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. The Run for the Roses, 6:57 p.m. is the post time. And we'll be back with both of them when we return. Brian Colzio live at Batavia Downs Gaming here in the Park Place Room in their Derby Party on WGR. .35 is the time. We welcome you back here to Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. We're inside the Park Place Room. It's rocking, and the party's going. We've got the Kentucky Derby at 6:57, the post time, the call to the post. And we'll, of course, be talking about it here in just a few moments. Ryan Hasenauer, the director of marketing from Batavia Downs Gaming, going to give us his picks. And we're hoping to have Byron Brown, the former Buffalo mayor, and, of course, now the president in...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
CEO of Batavia Downs. He is lurking, we've been being told. So we'll hopefully have him just for a few minutes here just to see, you know, how are things going with his new job. Obviously a familiar face and voice for everybody across the Buffalo area, longtime mayor of the city of Buffalo. So we'll hopefully have Byron Brown on here before we leave you, before the top of the hour here at 5 p.m. I want to thank Paul Hamilton for joining us last segment as we talked about the Stanley Cup playoffs. Again, we don't know yet who the Amerks will be playing. It's trending towards Laval. They have a 2-0 lead on Cleveland going to game three, and it's a best of five. So all Laval has to do is win one more. And, of course, Laval, Montreal's affiliate, so if you already are thinking about maybe the next round, that could be what you could see in the next matchup. What is in the AHL playoffs as called as the North Division Finals, I guess is what they've been calling it. Officially, I guess there was a little play-in round. So this they just played round two. So I guess this is round three, I guess, whatever they call it. It's the North Division Finals is what it is after the Amerks swept the Crunch. So we'll have obviously more information as soon as we know the dates and the matchups. But Devin Levi has been on fire lately, as Paul and I talked about, as they clinched it with a 4-0 win over Syracuse the other night. Okay, Ryan Hasenauer is back with us here now. And Ryan, we hope Byron Brown too here at some point shortly.
Yeah. I was just talking to him on the phone there. I think he's rolling in here pretty soon. It's just been a great day, you know, visiting branches and just getting out there and seeing stuff, you know, as Byron has taken over OTB and Batavia Downs, doing a great job, as I mentioned in the first hour, you know, giving us some new ideas and some things we want to do and little points of things that we can try. And it's been a success. We've had some new events here that have just been kicking butt. So we're very excited. And speaking of kicking butt, we're packed. It's busy at the branches. I'm getting the numbers. Things are going great. And I just want to say, you know, a big part of this is the fine folks at WGR and Odyssey. And, you know, give Alan Davis credit.
Yep.
And give all, you know, the rest of the folks there that are doing a great job programming things. I know, you know, Joe and Jeremy are like number one in the ratings with the male demo. Those of you that know radio rate, you know, station ratings and things, that's very important. It's a very good thing. So people are listening. So if you're a business owner out there, I can attest. I got a full room of people here in Park Place. I got a full room of people upstairs in my Derby Gala. I drove by the Clinton branch yesterday. Absolutely jam-packed parking lot. You know, a lot of this is coming from us advertising on WGR and letting people know that today's Derby Day. It's great. So thank you guys, and thank the station for everybody and their hard work in helping us get the word out.
Thank you, Ryan. It's a good partnership.
Yeah, absolutely.
I enjoy it for sure, and enjoy talking to you. And we, of course, promoted that you were going to give picks. So
yes, indeed.
People are ready for this. So
all right,
let's get it going here. Here's your official picks here for the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, so
we got the music going. No pressure.
No pressure.
But the intensity of the music here. Here we go.
All right.
What do we got?
So we are going to be using the 7, as I mentioned, Luxor Cafe, a Japanese bred horse who has raced well in the slop. Again, no speed figures on that free program from OTB, but just rest assured that he's a live long shot pick by my good friend Nick the Railbird, who I trust implicitly when it comes to these things. So I'm going to be including the 7. The number 8, Journalism, is just too good to ignore. I know that he's only raced in California. I know that he's raced in 5-horse fields. The guy just still has these unbelievable speed figures, and you just can't rule him out. So we're going to use the number 8. Number 9 is my lucky number, but we're still going to use him because we got to make sure that we're using the horses that have the speed figures. So again, he finished first in the Bluegrass Stakes, and we're going to be using the number 9 in our races today. I'm also going to be using the number 14. I really like Tistastic. He's just a great horse with great lineage. He won the Louisiana Derby, rallying again from behind. I think there's a lot of speed in this race. It's going to get horses up front tired out. As we said, if the speed figure, the time is under 45 seconds in that first half mile,
yep,
it's going to set up for these closers. And of course, as I mentioned, I love number 17, the Sandman. I'm a big fan of him, and I think he's going to do very well here today. First in the Arkansas Derby, coming again from 8th. So I think you're going to see these horses picking them off at the very end. Might even see the 17 and the 14 dueling as they get to the end.
All right. So you like the 7 to win?
I like the 7 to win. You know, here's what I'm going to be doing. I'll take a picture and I'm going to put it out there. I always do this in my program. My big bet today is going to be a $2 exacta box. I'm going to take all my horses, 7, 8, 9, 14, 17. I'm going to box them. That means 5 horses times 4 horses. And then that means times $2. So that's going to be 5 times 4 is 20 times 2 is $40. I'm also going to do a dollar trifecta wheel where I'm going to put the 7, 9, and 17 on top. 7, 8, 9, 14, 17, and 2nd and 3rd. That's a $36 bet. There's some other fun ones I'm going to be throwing in there. You'll see them in the picture. I'm going to do a superfecta wheel. I'm going to do one where it's just the horses that have history of racing well on a sloppy track. So we're going to do that as well. So we're going to make sure that we're going to be, you know, covering all the bases, if you will, when we make these bets.
All right. If you're out there and you say, I want to bet a long shot to win, I want mm-hmm. that possible big payday, there are definitely those out there.
Yes.
Our Tee to Green team, our bet that we do, we want to bet a long shot. So I also don't want the one that has absolutely no chance, even
sure.
though I know the... So this is the classic middling it, right?
Yeah.
Can you give me the... I could see that possibly happening, long shot happening, winner coming in. Who's that horse for you?
So when you say a long shot, are we talking more than 15 to 1 or are we talking more than 10 to 1?
More than, let's go more than 15 to 1.
Okay, so we're taking 15 to 1, I think you want to maybe include Publisher. Now, Publisher was second in the Arkansas Derby, but he's got some of the best speed figures that are in there. But I can see that he raced on a muddy track, and he didn't mind it. He came second and third. So I'm telling you, I think the Publisher is somebody who I'd want to include. He'll be in my the sloppy track pick bet that I'm going to make. And if you like the number 8 Journalism, you might need to like number 21 Beza, who's probably going to end up being maybe not under double digits. He'll probably be, 10 to 1, 12 to 1, or whatever it is. Still technically a long shot with some of these other horses underneath. So we'll take a look and see what we can do with that. With number 21 is another nice long shot.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Byron Brown's going to be coming up here. So we'll hopefully have that when we return to Batavia Downs. Thank you for your picks, Ryan, as we roll on from our Derby show live inside the Park Place Room here in Batavia on WGR. .448 is the time. We welcome you back here on WGR, our continuing Kentucky Derby show coverage here live inside Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel in the Park Place Room. Brian Colziel with you here on WGR, and now rejoined by Ryan Hasenauer, of course, who's been with us all afternoon now. And we're also excited to have the president and CEO of Batavia Downs, Byron Brown, of course, familiar face and voice here for everybody listening in the Buffalo area. Good afternoon, Byron. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. Good to be with you.
Same here. So this is your first Derby in your new role. What do you think so far?
First Derby at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Every inch of this place is packed with people. This is definitely the premier Kentucky Derby event in Western New York.
And you dress the part. I think the pastel purple and the light blue tie.
Yeah.
I know people dress up for this event here. As you see, a lot of fancy hats. We're going to have to get you a hat at some point.
You know, my vice president of business development, Ryan Hasenauer, told me how to dress.
Did you see his suit? What do you think of that?
His suit is something else.
You can't not see it, right?
It's red and yellow. It's got lucky horseshoes on it. He is ready to go.
So talk a little bit about, I'm sure people might want to know, how's the transition going to your new role here as president and CEO? And just, obviously a day like today is one of your Super Bowl days of the year, using a sports term.
This is definitely a Super Bowl for us here at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. This is a huge event. The transition has gone well. Yeah. We have a great staff here. Customer service is definitely a priority. And people who come here have a great time and they come back. In fact, betting is going very well today. Mm-hmm. It is up, which is nice. If people want to find the OTB location close to them, they can go to westernotb.com to find the locations nearest to them.
Awesome. And Ryan, you were saying earlier, the numbers from what you're hearing so far today, people are really interested in the Derby right now.
Yeah, just, obviously the rain helps a little bit. You're not out there mowing the lawn today. Come on out to OTB. go on over to Batavia Downs and see us. And if you can't get out there, as Byron mentioned, you can check out our website. Got a great information on there for your local location. But you can also check out BataviaBets.com. Make your wager on there. You can obviously deposit money from your bank account or however have you, and then make your wager from the comfort of your own home.
Byron, we know Western New York loves big-time events and a sporting event in tune here today with the Kentucky Derby. Just when you've been talking with people that have been coming in and out, I'm sure you're kind of sensing it's kind of got a Bills tailgate, a little party in the plaza, all that and more here, all inside in this complex here that's got people excited.
You know, it sure does. Western New York is a great sports community, probably the best in the entire nation. People are here to have a good time. They're here to see the Kentucky Derby. They're here to see the horses perform. And this does have the feel of a Bills playoff game or any great sporting event in Western New York. So it's exciting. A lot of excitement in here. People are happy. They're having fun. And more people are coming every minute. I don't know if we're going to be able to hold all the demand that's out there today.
You got 2 hours still until the Derby happens, so still plenty of time to come out here and join us.
Yeah, 100%. 6:57 is the scheduled post time. We always know it even runs a little bit longer than that for the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. Byron, what do you want listeners to really know about maybe just your message and what you and your team here now that as you take over in this new role here about what you want Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel to kind of be about? And I know Ryan's talked so much about the community connection that you guys have in Western New York here. As you have been speaking with people and people that have come in to enjoy your facilities, like, what do you want to say to them? And maybe those that haven't even come in a long time, like, you know, about bringing them in and giving it a shot.
At Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, there is a great Western New York connection. Yeah. Being here today, there are people here from all across Western New York. And what I want people to know is we want this to be the premier entertainment destination in all of Western New York and one of the premier destinations in the state. Our first quarter of earnings was very solid, one of the highest in history. So I think people are getting that message. People are coming here. They're having a great time. They're staying overnight in our luxury boutique hotel. They're eating in our delicious restaurants, four bars. So we are a premier destination, and it seems like Western New York and beyond is getting that message.
Right. And Ryan, you mentioned it earlier, too, for those that didn't hear it. Wagering through Batavia Bets or here at Batavia Downs, it's going to come back to help Western New York counties at the same time.
That's right. When you make your wager at one of your local OTB branches or Easy Bets or online at Batavia Bets or here at Batavia Downs, that money is staying local. Any other online place you might be making a wager, that money's going back to Kentucky. That money's going downstate. It might be leaving New York State altogether. Make sure you're making your wager with us, Western Regional Off-Track Betting, because that money is going to stay local and help, you know, your friends and neighbors who work here, the friends and neighbors that depend on the great things that Batavia Downs does, whether it's the record distributions that Byron mentioned or the countless things that we sponsor, that we give, you know, tchotchkes and stay in place to, all those other community events that we help support. You know, you're helping support us by coming here.
And if it's 15 Western New York counties, two cities, the cities of Rochester and Buffalo, so 17 member municipalities benefit from people coming here, spending their money here, and over 440 people that work here at this facility, Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel.
Well, we're up against our clock here for our window. Byron, we appreciate you coming on. Nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you, Brian.
Good luck in your new role.
Thank you.
All right. Ryan.
Thank you, Brian.
Awesome show as always. Thanks
Absolutely.
So much for your work today. Good luck with your picks.
Thanks so much.
We'll retweet Ryan's picks here shortly at BrianWGR on Twitter. Thanks to everybody here at Batavia Downs Gaming for having us here today. We'll be back in 2 weeks for the Preakness Show. Same hours, 2 to 5, right here on WGR.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series, What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
all of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.